This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, we have come to the last stretch of this beautiful and noble month. We are in Al-Ashr al-Awakhir, the last 10 days, the last 10 nights. And within these blessed last 10 days and nights of the noble month of Ramadan, there lies a treasure. A treasure so precious, a night so profound, so filled with mercy, that the virtues of this night, the value of this night, it surpasses 1,000 months. Our Maker, he says in the Noble Quran, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of power, it is better than 1,000 months. So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, in this video, let us embark on a journey of understanding and seeking Laylatul Qadr, this powerful night, the night of decree. In a move to draw closer to our Maker, let us study the signs that have been given to us by our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So number one, it is going to be a night of peace. The first sign of this majestic night comes directly from the Noble Quran, where our Maker describes it as a night of complete peace, lasting until the crack of dawn. Allah says in the same surah, Surah Al-Qadr, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr, that peace it is until the emergence of dawn. So my dear brother, my dear sister, imagine a night so serene, so tranquil, so calm, that its sakina, its tranquility, touches every heart and every soul, inviting them to ibadah, inviting them to the worship of the Almighty, inviting them to contemplate. So in the books of tafsir and in the books of the explanation of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is written that this night is neither too hot nor too cold. The climate is just going to be perfect, a divine setting by the Almighty for prayer and reflection. The next sign is the moon. Look up to the sky on these blessed nights, for the moon bears a sign, described through the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as resembling a fragment of a plate. You know, a plate that you eat in. It's going to be like a fragment of a plate. Now, this unique trait serves as a reminder on that night of Allah's creation's beauty and precision, urging us again to seek the night's bounty, the night's blessings. Another sign that is in place is that the pursuit of this night is wisely hidden within the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and there are reports from the teachings of the deen that there is a possibility, wallahu alam, Allah knows best, and that is again from the wisdom of Allah, that the night is hidden within the last 10 nights, but there is a possibility that it could be within the odd nights, within the odd nights. So you have the 21st night, the 23rd night, the 25th night, the 27th night, and the 29th night. So there is a lot of encouragement for us to seek it throughout the last 10 nights, but there's a higher probability during the odd nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to attain Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. The next sign that is in place is there is again a possibility of rain. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shared insights into some of the signs with regards to Laylatul Qadr, including the possibility of rain. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of a dream where he makes sujood in the dream, and this was a dream where he coincided with Laylatul Qadr, and he was making sujood, and when he got up from sujood, his prostration, his sujood, brought his face into contact with rainwater and mud, symbolizing purification and mercy. So this sign encourages us to reflect on the cleansing nature of rain. So there is a possibility that during that night there could be rain, And then we reflect on the cleansing nature of rain. Just as how it washes the earth, we hope that it washes away our sins and that the raindrops refresh our iman, refresh our faith. The last sign that I would like to mention and then conclude is that the morning after Laylatul Qadr brings with it a unique sunrise. A sun that rises without its rays penetrating the sky harshly, allowing you to gaze upon the majestic sun. Now, this is explained through divine will, that Allah has willed that the sun should rise this way the next day. There's also an explanation put forth that the sun, the light of the sun will be dull the following day because of the overwhelming presence of angels whose descent on the night fills the sky, shielding the sunbeams. Subhanallah, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. So many angels that there will be constraint of space, so many angels coming down, such a blessed and powerful night. So this is again a reminder of how majestic, how divine and how powerful this blessed night is. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we strive hard, seeking and looking for Laylatul Qadr, trying to catch it during the last 10 nights, let us do so with hearts full of hope. Let us do so with hearts full of patience, and let us engage in extra prayers. Let us engage in reading the Quran. Let us engage in giving out as much charity as possible. In terms of action items, try and do a combo of good deeds every single night across the last 10 nights. So that way, somehow, you are going to, inshallah, coincide with the last, with Laylatul Qadr. Let's say you make a set of du'as, you give out X amount of charity, you read the Quran, you stand up in prayer, you engage in the dhikr, you do all of this across the last 10 nights. So that way, without a shadow of doubt, inshallah, if you do it every single night from the last 10 nights, you are inevitably going to coincide with Laylatul Qadr. So make abundant dua. At the very least, read the powerful dua taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in this world, in this life, goodness in the hereafter, and that Allah protects you from the fire of Jahannam. So that way you have covered all your bases, all the boxes checked. Why? Because you are asking, Ya Allah, give me a good life in this world. And that good life, my dear brother, my dear sister, entails every form of goodness that you can imagine. It can be a good spouse, a good family, good children, good place to stay, good food, good vehicle, good job, good standing in society, good everything, every form of goodness. Subhanallah. Be it. Blessings, be it materialistic possessions, everything. You've covered all your bases. And then goodness in al-akhirah, starting with the pleasure of Allah, and then obviously Jannah, where we are all going to be united there inshallah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you cap off the dua by saying that Allah protects you from the fire of Jahannam. And then obviously there are du'as taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma innaka afuv tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Where you seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are all du'as, my dear brothers and sisters, that you repeatedly keep making across the last 10 nights. So I conclude by praying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength, the knowledge, the patience, the tawfiq, the opportunity and the wisdom to seek Laylatul Qadr with ikhlas. May He accept our good deeds, may He accept our ibadah, and may He bless us to attain the rewards of Laylatul Qadr, to make the most out of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and may He bless us with long, healthy and productive lives to attain many more Ramadan in the future, and to catch many more Laylatul Qadr in the future. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you haven't already subscribed to my channel, do so that you are notified no sooner a new video is put out. And do like this video and share it around across your socials, across your perhaps WhatsApp, contacts, your groups, so that we can inspire others, we can motivate others, and so that we can all share in on the reward, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.